liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license.
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license.
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. Well, guys, it is time to do a solo dolo podcast. I had way too many fucking notes that we never get to because we get sidetracked. And that's no one's fault but my own because I sidetrack it. I don't know. I don't know how much longer I'll be in LA. I hope it's forever, but man, I cannot fucking find a job. Yeah, I said I wasn't going to talk about it, so I'll let it go. Anyways, I've been too comfortable in the position I'm in right now, so I need to change that up. And I got, you know, my side gigs working, so let's hope something happens there. Let's get to the funny, right? Sorry about if I was negative in the last episode. I actually liked last episode. If you haven't listened, make sure you go back and check it out for that ass. So, all right. This fat guy comes in all the time. I really, like, stammered on that. And he's just like a slob. Like, you just look up slob in the dictionary. It's a picture of him. Like, male slob, and then female slob is Luke's angel. But this guy is just like, he's like, can I get some 2 packs of Marlboro Reds? And let me get this lighter. How many lighters you go through, bud? Honestly, people, how many lighters can you go through? Like, every day you got to buy a lighter, like, with each new pack of cigarettes? I mean, I got lighters that last forever. Not forever, but, you know, a month or so. And he'll throw down, like, fucking 2 different 6-packs of craft beer and fucking Funyuns and a sandwich and all this shit. And I'm like, God damn. Like, all right. Whatever, man. I think the first time I carded him and he was 22 and I looked at the last name and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So he signs the credit card. And I look at the credit card, and it's George Wendt, all right, Norm from Cheers. I'm like, okay, now I see it. That makes total sense. You're an entitled dickhead who fucking, you know, spends your dad's money on booze and cigarettes, even though your dad made his money on the exact same thing. I get it. So he comes in with his dad. Now, he doesn't get cigarettes this time. But he does get the booze, and his dad picks out some shit. I helped him pick out a different flavor of something. And I'm just looking. And George Wendt's a very nice guy, by the way. Scotty, you know, he took a picture with him one time, and he's basically the guy you see on the show in real life. And his son, slovenly, that's all I got to say. Look that up. That is a real word, all right? Slovenly. So, I know I want to refrain from the fucking job talk right now because I'm in a mood and all this kind of stuff. I'll refrain from it. All right. George Wendt's son. All right. He's a pig. All right.
You fucking pig!
Sorry. I wish I was a fucking celebrity's kid, you know? Think about it. I mean, George Wendt's probably worth, what? I don't know. At least $10 million, right? If not more. I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna have to look this up now. I know you guys love when I type on the keyboard. Yeah, there we go. I guess more people are looking this up than you think. Not Jason Sudeikis. Why would that? $45 million? Are you fucking kidding me? All right. Well, good for you, buddy. The bugs, everything are still here, guys. So you're going to have a little bit of the cold stuff. I don't know how long I'll do on this podcast. I just needed to get rid of the shit that's on my fucking notes. Let me give you notes section of my phone. And half of them you probably don't even care about. But fuck you, man. You're listening, aren't you? All right. Okay, Randy Economy. So there's a guy, and he is an editor of Los Cerritos something. And it's a big newspaper. And I know that that does not sound like a good way to start a story. But his name is Randy Economy. That's his birth name, whatever it may be. And he wears an eye patch. I guess something fucked up with his eye. And he looks like number two from the Austin Powers films. And he somehow wrote an article about a business that like put them under. So they went back. This is LA Weekly's take on it, not mine. So they went back and looked. And I guess this newspaper, which only has like, I mean, Cerritos is like a very small area. So Los Cerritos Auto Square. But they have a very small, you know. Jesus Christ, Brandon. What the fuck? Right, subscription rate. All right. So they go back and they look and they see that like a lot of articles are negative towards businesses that didn't put an ad into their newspaper. Like they'd put down the local car dealership, like fucking JoJo's cars down the street. They're like, oh, they're selling bad cars, blah, blah. They'll do an actual article about that. And, you know, to basically put them down. And a lot of them would then end up buying ads so that they didn't get fucking lambasted. So, lambasted? Lambasted. I don't know. Regardless. But Randy Economy, just look at him up. I mean, the name itself, Randy Economy. I don't know. You hear someone's name, you're like, oh, that guy is like a banker. That guy is a fucking school teacher. Randy Economy. You could be anything, bud. You could be a porn star. You could be the president. Who knows? Who knows what you could be, Randy Economy? You're a fucking newspaper writer. Cool. That makes sense. I with that kind of name, dude, oh, you know how hard it is for me with my last name? Which, every listener who are listening to this know my last name. I obviously don't post it, neither is Big Uncle Nasty Zook, but at the same time, it's so, it's such a pain in the ass. Like every goddamn thing I have to do with my last name, when I moved out here, my uncles stopped me at my going away party and they said, do not change your last name. And at the time I was like, oh, okay, you know, I won't. I didn't really think two things about it. I guess they just wanted to keep, you know, the lineage going, which is fine. But my last name is 14 letters long. It's a fucking pain in the ass. And I don't think they realized what a fucking pain in the ass it is to put it on every application, everything you do online. Like, just even sign your name, you know? I sometimes I wish I was Korean and I was like Lee. Oof. There you go. That's it. No, it's not. It's a big Polak fucking half-German last name. Stinks. Sorry. Sorry. Polaks, you know, Polaks. Should I even be doing this podcast? I mean, I just said Polaks. Jesus Christ. I guess my mind is not at its correct level. So, having said that, yeah, it's tough to sign for that. Everything with your fucking last name. Sorry. All right. Now, guys, this is the cleaning out my closet episode of subjects that I wrote down to talk about. So there will be no continuity to any of this. It's just going to be random, as it has been. All right? So don't expect that. Usually my, I have that. I don't. All right. So I got my girlfriend's best friend got this iTunes music thing where, you on iTunes music, it's fucking great. You can get every song and you could save it to your phone. And it like, seriously, it's like YouTube and it's like way better quality and there's no ads or anything. And she's like, she sent me the email, like, just sign up for it. I'm like, okay. And I did. And I was like, wow, this is fucking tits. So, since I signed up for it, I did not know this. All right. Or else I wouldn't have done it. It ties me into her account. All right. And it's not like I'm buying a lot of stuff on Apple, but and the music is all free. So that doesn't matter. But like if I make a purchase, like, okay, here's an embarrassing moment. Number one, if I, let's say I'm playing a game on my phone. Yes, I do. If it's the Marvel game or Gardenscapes, that's my new one. Okay, guys, go out, look at it, and then you can make fun of me. And I need another life or another fucking coins to beat a level. You know, I'll pay the dollar. I know, I'm that guy. I'm that guy who gets sucked into that shit. You know, just play the games for free, Brandon. I know. But like, you want to get to that next level. You want to do it. You pay the fucking dollar. Well, so then I sit there and I look at my phone for like the next 2-3 days. And I'm like, where the fuck is this charge? Why is it not on my bank statement? Because I've had enough problems with the fucking bank. I don't want to deal with them anymore of like overdraft and bullshit. So I owe every day, a couple times a day, I check. Okay, what's on there? What's on there? What's on there? This time, it's not there. I'm like, where the fuck? All right. I'll give it, because sometimes iTunes is weird. Like, they won't put it as pending. They'll just wait for like 3 days, and then they'll charge you. I'm like, okay, maybe it'll be in like 3 days. But every day, I check. And I'm like, well, it's not there. I'm like, I guess I got those free coins to get a new garden in my Gardenscapes game. Ugh. And she emails me and she's like, can you stop playing these games, nerd? And I'm like, what? And I look, all the charges have been getting charged to her. I'm like, oh my God. How, number one, all right. I don't want someone to pay for my fucking stupid games that I should not be playing because I'm an adult. Number two, like, she had to, like, take it out of her account. Now, we're talking, who knows, $6 at the max. At the same time, and, you know, I'll pay her back. At the same time, it's now she knows that I play fucking Gardenscapes. I mean, come on. Ugh, what is wrong? Why? My dad's kind of a manly guy. You've heard him on the show before. I mean, he is what he is. You know, I like the guy. But, like, why didn't someone just kick my ass when I was a kid? I almost wonder, like, why did not... Nobody. Nobody kicked my ass. I didn't get into, like, a ton of fights. All right? The fights I got into, I won. I need to get my ass kicked. I'm telling you. I mean, I've got my ass kicked by the world. But, like... In life, but I'm saying, like, as a person, like, just, you're playing fucking games and they just punch me in the face. Oh, you've played a Marvel game for over a year and it just kicked me right in the cock. That's what should happen. Not this fucking, having my girlfriend's best friend send me an email that I'm a fucking nerd because I play these fucking games. God damn it. All right. Doesn't mean I stopped playing them, by the way. Just got done to do this. Me and Randy Economy, we're playing like, we're like buds and dominoes. The bone videos. I'm going to save that one. Guys who drink wine. Okay. We'll start there. Guys drink wine. I don't really care about them. If it's a Chardonnay or something light. If a guy's buying rosé for himself, not for his wife. Not going to question it, but like, eh, it is what it is. But a guy who comes in every day and buys three Barefoot wine spritzers in like a Red Bull can. What's up, bud? You know, what are you doing? Either get a bottle of wine or, I don't know, pick up a beer, bud. You know, and it's not, he's not a gay. Well, I don't know. I've never been in his bedroom, but I'm saying he's not a gay. And Barefoot wine spritzers, that's not, don't rock back three of those, my man. I don't know. Just saying, put it out. I'm putting it out there. Barefoot wine spritzers. If you're a guy and you're heterosexual, okay, you like the fucking box, yeah, don't have that shit. Get yourself a fucking man's drink. Get a Steel Reserve or something. I don't know. I get a club drink. If you don't know what club is, it's that fucking pre-made garbage. It's like a malt liquor. It's like a gin martini, but there's no gin. There's no martini mix. It just tastes like it and just has alcohol. But people buy it anyways because it's fucking awful. But it's cheap. So don't buy Barefoot wine spritzers ever if you have a penis. Thank you. I might have to make that a shirt. Should I? No. I mean, I'm going to start with that kind of bullshit. I was thinking about my my old roommate. I told you guys this is going to fucking go 10 different ways. I was thinking about my old roommate and how I just like blocked out that portion of my life. It was so weird and like, what the fuck is going on? That I blocked out most of it. And now, if you listen to the old show, Looking Good Radio, on lookinggoodradio.com, then you'd see all of our past episodes. We talk about the guy, we talk about his dad. I guess Tony's going through a rough time right now. You know, that used to be like my character. What the fuck? Anyways, I just forgot about the time that I had with this guy and the shit that he would do and the shit that he would say. And you know what's true is the idea of a Napoleon complex. All right? Because he was a shorter guy, going bald, you know, had to act like he was a hard ass. So I think half the time he made up, I think half the time he's full of shit anyways, half the time he made up stuff that never, like, actually happened. I mean, I can't, now I can't verify it. I haven't talked to the fucking guy in 3.5-4 years. But I think that he, I don't know. Like, he would make himself sound cooler for no reason. Like, why are you trying to impress me, you know? I'm not going to fuck you, bud. It's fine. Go get some Barefoot wine spritzers. So he would always come up with shit and tell me about all this stuff, like how he was a DJ and that's why he had all these CDs and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm the asshole who has to fucking cart all his shit around. Now, I didn't have to do this. I know, Luke, don't punch your steering wheel. I understand. I did not have to do this. All right, but I did it because I'm a good guy. When I moved apartments, after Luke moved in, I took all of my ex-roommate's shit with me. All right? And I put it in my, like, I had a spot in my closet for his shit. Now, you want to fucking, I got Luke's fucking speakers in my closet right now, so come on. Same kind of thing. But he's still my roommate, and he's a great guy. Nah, fucking scumbag.
Scumbag!
All right, get back on track here. I haven't done one of these in a while. Holy smokes. And when they came out, they got all their shit. He took that fucking poster that we had that was fucking nice. Can I say the F word one more time in that sentence?
Fuck!
Someone's going to come up here, knock on the door. Is everything okay?
Yes.
He would tell me stories about all the chicks he was with and whatever. Now remember, he was, I'm going to say, a good 6 years older than me. And he had these Wolverine sideburns. Like, they went down to, like, his chin, but he didn't keep the goatee part, and he didn't have the mustache. And he always wore a backwards hat. because he had no hair. His hair was fucked. And he'd wear, like, I don't know, 3-4 pairs of socks so that his feet didn't look so small. All these are equating to him having a small guy complex. Some guys can carry it well. My friend Brian does. He knows he's a small guy. He doesn't care. He's a bald guy. It is what it is. So, yeah, he'd wear 3 pairs of socks. My dad fucking... Brian, the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen is Tony put on his fucking socks. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm telling you right now, to this day, that's the funniest thing. Judy! Thanks, Dad. So, he tells me a story about how he was in Orlando. No, I'm sorry, Tampa, where my parents live now. That's right, we do. Thanks, Dad. I know. And he was at Busch Gardens as a DJ. And his DJ name was DJ Jet Black. Okay? Now, this guy already has a black guy name. I'm not... Fuck, I want to say it on the air. And all I'm saying is his name is Anthony Curtis something. All right? That's a pretty fucking black guy name. All right? And he calls himself DJ Jet Black, and he is the whitest, nerdiest fuck alive. And he told me he used to wear an all-black tracksuit, like an Armo. Bro, get this new tracksuit. You think I get the vodka? Get that one. Give me a deal. Give me a deal. No. You give me a deal. Sorry. I went in Brandon Armenian. And he said he would wear that in a Kangol, like Sam Jackson Kangol, in black gloves. And just picture, if you guys know this person, you'll laugh your ass. Just picture that. Him in an all-black jumpsuit, black gloves, a hat, probably sunglasses, like Oakleys. Like Oakleys that weren't even cool in 1996, he'd probably be wearing those. All right? And he was spinning records at fucking Busch Gardens at like one of the roller coasters. That was his claim to fame. All right? Like, it wasn't like he had a fucking night gig at, the hot spot down the street. Nah. Underneath the roller coaster. Who the fuck listens to the DJ at the roller coaster, number one? Number two, how do you consider yourself a DJ if you're just putting on a record, CD, whatever the fuck it is? CD's nuts. And that's you're popping, dog. All of a sudden, now you're a fucking DJ. Nah, sorry. I don't know why I thought of it, but like years later, well, 8 years later, that came into my head. I think it's because Dan told me, he said something about black cravings and made me laugh because the dudes I used to bowl with, they had, I'm again talking years ago, they work for, I've said this on the air, they work Wicked. And one of the DVDs was Black Cravings 5 or something. And I'm like, I don't want this. Like, because I'm not, okay, career's not here. I'm not a racist. I'm just saying I can't picture myself in the situation. I don't need to see a black knob. You know what I mean? Like, I can't see myself in that situation. So Tony's like, oh, I'll take it. I'm like, okay, dude. Wow. DJ Jet Black Cravings. That's what he should have changed his name to. DJ Jet Black Cravings. Fuck. He could DJ at any gay club in America. DJ. What the fuck? He'd know what to do. Listen. He'd know how to, like, turn knobs and shit like that. He fucking put a CD in, like, played Let the Music Play or, like, YMCA. You know? Like, that's it. He didn't know fucking how to mix from here to there. He'll tell you, like, oh, dude, you do this, you do that. I seen this guy as, like, an actual... Not that I bought any of his shit in terms of understanding the kind of person that he was, but I realized, like, oh, this guy just says shit to say it. He's a typical LA guy. Like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, going to be an actor and, like, stand-up comic and, like, I'm funnier than everybody else. I'm like, oh, you know, Luke, he's trying out stand-up. You should go with him. Nah, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do open mics. I'm just going to be like a comic. Oh, you're just going to be a comic. It's just going to happen. Like, you don't have to bother with any of the others. No, no. Though, so these are the days when he was fired and would just sit there in the living room. Remember, we lived in a one bedroom, and he would just sit there on the couch without the TV on. And I'd walk out of my bedroom and be like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, well, I took 3 walks today. I'm just thinking, I'm like, all right, see you later. And I'd bounce because I didn't know what the, all this shit, I know sometimes I bring it up, but like, wow, I've got, my 20s were fucking odd. They were very, very bizarre. I can see why I'm such a fucking idiot today. Honestly, God damn. Ooh, wee. Asshole. Sorry. So anyways, DJ Jet Black. There goes that. Do I have any other stories about him? He would like, because I would take the bus every day to get to work, and I'd leave super early just because he's sitting on the couch thinking. And a couple times I didn't want to do that, and I'd be like, hey man, can you give me a ride? He could just say, take my fucking car. He's not going anywhere. He's not doing anything. All right? He's collecting unemployment for 18 fucking months. Dude, you know, he's like, I guess I'll give you a ride. I'm like, all right. And you give me a ride. And I'm like, why didn't you just let me take your car? You know, I'm not going to crash the motherfucker. Like, I mean, oddly enough, I really don't have that many tickets because cops let me go on them. But I don't, you know. Oh, this fucking guy. That was such a weird situation to be in. Let's just say that. Oh, boy. Well, hope some of you out there got a chuckle thinking about the old Tonester. Yikes. I want to know. If I'm 36, this motherfucker's got to be 44. Dude, he's got to be mid-40s. I mean, I don't know his exact birthday. Was he? I think he was born in 76. So 41? Damn. All right. I bet he's just like, I think he still lives at home, smoking weed. I hope you're not listening, bud. Listen, I'm not saying it's so weird, but like at the same time, it was weird. And you would have to admit that, all right? You want to be an actor, but you wouldn't go to acting school. You wouldn't go to an audition. You know, like, he went on to Central Casting. Luke told him, hey, go on to Central Casting. And you call, and they ask you, and he wouldn't even do it. I did it. I called for him, and I had to sit on hold and shit. Why the fuck would I do that? Ugh. I'm disgusted with myself. I'm telling you, someone needs to kick my fucking ass. I'm a fucking idiot. I really am. The shit that I like put up with, just beat the shit out of me. Somebody come in the door right now and beat the living shit out of me because I deserve it. I do. For these stories alone. And I have more. That's the problem. I have more. Ugh. Fucking A. Well, Tony, I hope you're doing okay. The, you like those bugs? George Wendt, son. Sorry. Do you remember? Maybe this was a local thing. Hang on, let me get some Gatorade. All right, maybe this is a local thing. But I remember as a freshman being in high school, be on the bus, and this one dude, I don't know what the fuck his name was. Let's call him Derek. And he was on the bus. So if he's on the bus, you know he's a fucking penis. He's wearing like just a chain that has the ring of a can on it. And like I asked him, like, hey, why are you wearing that? He's like, oh, it's a fuck tab, bro. I'm like, what? Yeah, like my girlfriend gave it to me, man. Like, we're going to have sex. I'm like, you know, that's why I got the tab. I'm like, cool, man. Then I started seeing more, you know, when he said that, I started seeing more people have that. And I'm like, oh, they're going to get fucked, man. Good for them. And I never got one. And at the same time, I never wanted one. That's fucking stupid. Who the fuck wears a can from your soda around on like a shitty $5 necklace because you're going to fuck your girlfriend, you idiot. Ugh. I wish I could think of this fucking guy. I could picture him too. He had that classic fucking mid-90s part in the middle haircut, shaved on the side, you know, a little bit longer in like grunge. Like he went to Pacific Sunwear, or for you millennials, PacSun. Stinks. And, ugh, fucking A. God damn, I'm telling you, when I have these thoughts and these memories, I fucking want to kill myself. Not kill myself, but I want to like erase that person. That's why I probably forgot them. I forgot half these memories and things because I'm such a fucking nerd, penis, naive dickhead. All right? Write that down. Nerd, penis, naive dickhead. All right? That's what I am. Rooney! So, fuck tabs. Did you guys have something like that? We sure did in Depew. Luke, do you remember that? Please, let me know. If you listen to this, I mean, who knows? You fucking hate me, so it doesn't matter. All right, we're going to keep going through weird ones here. I mean, I'm telling you, I have a fucking list. So I want to just get through these. All right, I'll just knock these ones out. All right, so I had a rival liquor store come in, and it felt very much like McDowell's versus McDonald's. Like, they were there, and they were, like, looking, like, writing shit down, and I'm like, can I help you? They're like, no, no, we're just checking prices. And I'm like, well, prices on what? They're like, no, no, like, on everything. I'm like, get out. No. Are you going to buy something? No. See ya. And I basically had to, like, check. He's like, those are the people from McDonald's. Copyright infringement. But, like, I don't know. Don't you think people know how much shit costs? My boss has a pretty good principle. It's like everything we buy is like a 30%, you know, bump up. All right. Go off that. You know, jackass. And it's probably the assholes who just opened up at the, because the fucking, not the commie, the bodega shut down because the rent was too high. So these new jackasses, Armos, bro, we opened up a store. We got the Carne Noir. We got good Red Bull. Best Red Bull town, you understand, bro? They don't have, it's a fucking liquor store. They got two shelves worth of shit, and they don't have any booze. The place sucks. It's like beer pong heaven or some shit. Man cave something. Sucks. The only thing that's nice is they got like all LED lighting, so like it looks nice in the store, and all the cases of soda and juice look nice. But like, what the fuck, man? Why is this a front for something? Budo, we don't do that, man. We don't. You give me a deal. You give me a discount, okay. Sorry. Armenian guys really slide in this one. I can't, if any stereotype is true, it's Armenians. I know I talk about it, Luke talks about it, but it is the truth. You know, you could say, oh, fucking black people are late or lazy or some shit. And I can't say it with Kadir. Sorry, but, you know, maybe like 10%. You could say, oh, white people are fucking nerdy and they have IT jobs. Probably 60%. You know, Mexicans, you know, eat tacos and do this kind of shit. Yeah. But Armenians, fucking note for note, are the exact people that everyone says. They are who we thought they were. Thank you. Mike Tice. What was that guy's name? It wasn't Mike Tice. It was Denny Smith, the coach who yelled that out. All right. He's a Cardinals coach before, well, like two Cardinals coaches back. All right, whatever. So people came in to like check prices. But I just laugh because that's funny. Like when the McDonald's people are taking pictures of McDowell's and he fucking Cleo McDowell kicks him out. Okay. Maybe you don't care. I don't know. Fucking family's grieving. Did anybody else have to do this in the wintertime? Now, we lived on the second floor of the apartment place that we lived in. Now, it's a very big apartment. It's like a ranch house with another ranch house above it. And obviously, heat rises. And I remember my parents bitching about the gas bill during the winter. It was like $300 because it was so cold outside. But my dad would sit at the fucking table in shorts and no shirt on. And we'd have that apartment at like 80 degrees. You know? And my nose is fucking all stuffed up and fucking not good. Okay? So my mom would put her Pollock ways, would put a thing of water next to the duct in my room so there'd be some kind of moisture in the air. But every year, about November, I'd say early November, they'd get this scotch fucking plastic wrap and they'd put it on the windows. I just did like I was doing it. I'm in the air to nobody. I just did like I was putting it on the window. They get the scotch plastic wrap and they would put it on every window and then duct tape it down. So you couldn't open up the windows from November to April. So, I mean, the place, smelled like farts and cigarettes and shit like that. But, it helped, I guess, insulation wise. It was an older apartment, so it didn't have as good as insulation as newer places. But I always remember them doing that. And it was like a humongous pain in the ass. And then I remember also the days when they would peel it off and open up all the windows and air the place out. That was the start of spring cleaning. I don't know if you guys did that with your family or not, but I remember spring cleaning was that was a big deal. People always wanted, my parents always, it was like a fucking weekend's worth of spring cleaning. Everything got moved. Everything got cleaned. All the windows were open, no matter how hot or cold it was out. And, this fucking apartment needs a goddamn spring cleaning, I'll tell you that much. Now, you know what I'm going to say? And, shout out if you're listening. Luke cleaned up the kitchen, man. I'm trying to keep it just as clean, but, good for you, bud. It's not that bad, I guess, because it's so open. We got a lot of shit, but we have a lot of space. What am I getting at here? I don't know. A little fag, maybe. Am I just wasting time to find the next boring point to tell you? Yes. All right. People on the phone. People on the cell phone. I'm on my phone a lot. Texting, email, playing games, and charging it to C-Bone's fucking iTunes account. But anytime I'm on the actual phone where I'm talking to somebody, if I go into a store, I will say, hold on a second, mute it, do my business, then leave. These motherfuckers on the phone press up against your ear, and they just point. They don't, because whoever is on the phone, let's say it's a 49-year-old lady. Maybe it's her husband. Maybe it's her child. I don't know, that's on the phone. Maybe it's her mother. She doesn't want her mother to know that she's getting tequila in a pack of cigarettes, so she just points. No, it's not like there's one brand of each, all right? There's plenty of things you can get. So just point, yep, mom, yep, and she's just pointing, just picture my finger, I'm doing it right now, I'm doing it as I'm talking to you, just moving her finger over, no, can you hang on a second, please, Marlboro Lights, was it that motherfucking hard? You point at a rack of fucking 55 cigarettes, and I'm just supposed to guess? Asshole! Sorry. But it's at the store, it's at restaurants, just on their phone. I can't take it. I really can't, to some extent. Who the fuck are you talking to? If you're at dinner, like, okay, everybody on this, everybody on this podcast knows that we're on our phones, and that's what I'm looking at right now to get my notes. Fine. But am I walking up to you at a place that requires customer service with a phone pressed in my ear asking for something, but inaudibly? No. No. These fucking people drive me nuts. You don't have like a fucking decency. Like, whatever that call is not that important. Just hang on or I'll call you back. You know? When people actually do that, I thank them. Thank you. Thank you for getting off your phone. Now, when people do that, I do this new thing. Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Whoa! Here we go. That was Brandon Misfits. I tried. When they come up and they're doing that, and I already see, like, you can see the person and know that they're going to stay on the phone and not pause it. I'll get on my phone and I'm not talking to anybody. And I'll just put it up to my ear like, oh. I'll just point like inaudibly, just make noises. Like that. I don't know why. I gotta figure life out, guys. What the fuck is going on? This is what I'm doing. I'm 30 fucking 6 years old. I'm doing a solo dolo podcast because I have the day off. About what? It's shit that I wrote on my phone, bitching about people on the phone. What is going on? Oh, Luke, I see why you do it. This is a fucking therapy session. Jesus Christ, a fucking plastic wrap on the window? Who gives a fuck? What a dumb fucking point. What other dumb fucking points do I have here? People in the fuck tabs? Okay. Band versus DJ. Who cares? Weather makes me change. Jaded about jobs. Kids today are in groups and have... I'm deleting all these. This is just fucking a waste of my time. This fucking stinks. Oh, jeez. I was going to talk about the fat black guys with neck fat and sunglasses that played loud subway music, but I'll save that for Kadir. He may have something to add to that. I guess Randy Economy and Barefoot Wine Spritzers, that's what you could take with this episode. Ugh. Fucking stinks. Well, you know what? I just think about this. DJ Jet Black, all right. As much as maybe I'm not doing anything or whatever, I got to have a better life than DJ Jet Black. I'm just saying. Right? I mean, he's watching Black Cravings all day at his parents' house getting baked. Maybe he's 45. We still haven't determined how old he is. And, yeah, he just, you know, he's actually... Look, this is how you could tell if someone's doing well in life. He's actually watching DVD porn. All right? Ooh, wait! You know, he's not watching internet streaming porn. He's watching DVD porn. All right? That's how you can tell. Just ask somebody. Ask a guy in the street. Sir, when you masturbate, do you use internet or do you have DVDs? If they say DVDs, you already know where they are in life. You go for the free internet because it's free and you can get anything you want. You don't stick to the same motherfucking DVDs. All right? I wish I had some old Jenna Jameson ones, though. You feel me? All right. That's it, guys. Well, Treeman, you fucking wanted this goddamn episode. I didn't want to do it, but there you go. Solo dolo and, like, I don't know. Kiss a fucking midget's pecker. La 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 la. Yo. What's the deal, nigga? Ain't nothing, pal. We just here rambling and all that. Trying to get our heads right, get this money right and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. Just another day in the hood. Yo. Yo. Yo, one night, New York City. Heard it going down. Friday night, midnight, Atlantic City. Slash machines. Ding, 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 ding. When they ring off. Lock the doors. That's when ghosts just beat those. Cigars, Paisley, Rose.
just guarded me safely as we walked to the window. The cashier was scared, she asked for my info. The manager arrived with two guys, that's an insult. That's the cold, Mr. Coles. We talking about $5 million here. This ain't Play-Doh, though. And your horoscope red, you gonna slay those hoes. We got Scribbles, Anthony Acid, rocking the show. Special guest star, Mark Bronson. First 500 bitches went crazy when he let they aunts in. And all he did was plug me in. I got the charge and got they bras and ran through they whole department.
Won't see the morning. You won't get dealt with, man. Yo, Nate, man, just ride on these bitches. Come on.